Fauci and NIAID were responsible for starting trials for new drugs, which the FDA required for approval. In June 1986, NIAID created a network of clinical trial centers around the country, though they were criticized as ineffective. Activists argued that the NIH, the FDA, and leadership up to President Reagan had failed to take the crisis seriously. This photo from an October 1988 protest shows the key complaints. At the time, the FDA's lengthy drug approvals required strict scientific clinical trials. It was textbook science, but the disease killed at a faster pace than the FDA's process. If you entered a trial, a certain percentage of patients got the drug and a certain percentage got a placebo. This helped test if the drugs were safe and if they really worked. That was important because many AIDS drugs didn't pan out. But with AIDS, getting a placebo was a death sentence. And that meant fewer volunteers for clinical trials. The epidemic needed a radical approach, but experimental approaches like aerosolized pentamidine weren't being approved. The drug helped treat one of the most common infections caused by AIDS, yet trials had been delayed by NIAID, which Fauci blamed on insufficient staff. Under pressure, he acknowledged the approval problem in 1988. Testifying in Congress that he would go for what is available on the street if he were a patient. A blunt rebuke to FDA policy keeping these new approaches out of reach.